Yes, it's another edition of Bathrobe Spears Broadsides, the 4th of July edition, in fact, 2024. This is a flashback to November 27th, 2011, in the middle of the Occupy Santa Cruz movement. It's a Sunday show, and apparently we were on the air receiving call-ins, and had some pretty, well, substantial conversations. Briefly, what do we have? Well, we had an interview with Alex DeRosi, cameraman, and also later Santa Cruz 11 defendant, along with me and nine others, for the crime of photography and journalism, as well as activism for occupying, supposedly, in violation of the law, the 75 River Street building. There was a vacant bank at the time. You'll be hearing Grasshopper from Oregon on the homeless camp situation that was just adjacent to Occupy and a part of it, protected by it and given cover by it, right next to the county building in those times. There was a debate with him, I think it was a him, and a guy called Neil Mick, who had his disputes with the Occupy movement, wanted to improve it in various ways, criticize it in others. We got a call in from free radio broadcaster and activist Meta Embryo, a musician, actually, perhaps be the best way of putting it, though I'm sure he was active in some other ways, giving a report from the L.A. Occupy and from what was going on down in L.A. And we also had yet another report from Fresno's Mike Rhodes on the encampment update there. We were regularly following and, of course, have still been continuing to kind of try to follow Fresno, though not so much recently. You get to hear mayor and council member and resource center co-founder, Resource Center for Nonviolence co-founder Scott Kennedy, his last interview with me before he died. He died around that time. Then you'll be hearing clips from the Capitola City Council on disputes around the attacks on rent control, I believe, for mobile homes. Scott Graham does his usual analysis of the Santa Cruz Shitty Council and its well, what it was doing in those days. And then you'll hear me reading some articles around the ongoing Obama Wars, Fruits of Deliberation on Salon.com by Glenn Greenwald, and probably a few other items. But that's what I noticed when I skipped through it a few minutes ago. Anyway, here it is. Plus, I suppose it's either a special treat or a special punishment, I'm not sure which. The usual intro to this show has most recently been from the musical Pins and Needles, Sing Me a Song of Social Significance. And we aren't going to break tradition by not doing that, but we are going to break tradition by playing you an older version, perhaps even one of the original versions of that song, which as I was actually asked to play after I'd mentioned it to people who are regular listeners to the show, there are a few, and they wanted to hear it, but unfortunately I had lost track of it. Well, it showed up again on YouTube. I guess it was YouTube. And you're going to get to hear it now.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me mad. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of past.
History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it.
Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you.
Sing me of wars and sing me of breadlines, tell me of front page news. Sing me of strikes and last minute headlines, press your observation and syncopation.
Sing me a song with social significance, there's nothing else that will do. It must get hard with what is what, or I won't love you. I want a song that's satirical and putting the mere into miracle. It must be packed with social fact, or I won't love you.
Sing me of kings and conferences martial, tell me of mills and mines. Sing me of ports that aren't impartial, what's to be done with them, tell me in rhythm.
Sing me a song with social significance, there's nothing else that will do. It must be turned to common sense, for I won't love you.
And that was, well, let's see, the song was written by Harold J. Rome, who also composed the music. The musical, Pins and Needles, is on Labor Stage, done by the ILGWU Players, and it was sung by Nita Carroll and Alan Holt. And now it's flashback time, back to November 27th, 2011.